Indie pop duo and K-Slug artist Oh Wonder is currently touring the United States. Plus, on top of that, they're launching their sophomore album called Ultra Life out June 19th. Tonight, they're playing show number 2 at Ace of Spades in Sacramento. And on the phone, we are joined not only by Josephine, but Anthony of Oh Wonder. Welcome, guys.
Welcome, welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Great. How about you?
We're so good. We're currently chilling in Sacramento, fresh off of the Coachella weekend. So we are high on life.
I saw a great shot posted on Instagram a few days ago from the stage at Coachella. How was that?
It was amazing, yeah. We were super surprised at how many people came out, and we got the sunset behind us, which is, you know, the dream. So we were super, super happy with the set.
Awesome, awesome. So for someone who may be hearing of Oh Wonder for the first time, 3 words to give them an idea of what you're about.
3 words. Comforting.
Sounds like a blanket product.
Yeah, okay, maybe not. We're a blanket. We're a blanket product that also make music.
Someone once described us, what was it?
A comforting musical blanket, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. So,
there you go.
Make some packaging, we'll release it next week.
I think that counts, right? That's comforting.
Music blanket. Boom, 3 words.
Boom.
Ding.
Yeah.
Now, you were saying in some interviews that a lot of your songs that you've made are character-based. You watch documentaries, then you walk into the studio or wherever, then you write songs about these characters.
Yeah, absolutely. For the first record, I guess we weren't really keen on writing about ourselves because other people are way more interesting. We invented characters, we based it off, you know, people like an amazing documentary we watched on Vegas, where we played there on Wednesday, didn't we, in Vegas?
Yeah.
And, you know, about like this woman who'd like spent all of her money on these slot machines, but, you know, was completely oblivious to the fact that she had a gambling problem. So we wrote like a tune called Dazzle about being seduced by gambling. And we just like taking inspiration from weird and wonderful places.
Observational writing, I guess.
We've been spinning pretty regularly a couple songs from your first album. Can you give me the inspiration behind these next 3 songs? Technicolor Beat.
Oh, that was a...
That was about a house party in Melbourne.
Yeah.
That was actually first-hand experience. we kind of found ourselves dancing at like 7 a.m. whilst the sun was coming up and feeling good surrounded by loads of strangers.
Mm, it was like the best house party ever. The guy got like coconuts and he had a machete sword and he was like coconuts off, and we were just drinking fresh coconuts, and he gave us all hotel slippers.
It does sound like the plot of a Tarantino film.
We have been partying wrong.
Yeah, I know. No, everything since then has been terrible. Like, nothing compares. Yeah, we're on a big come down after that party. It was so good.
Tell us about the inspiration behind Landslide.
Oh, so that was my brother. I have a brother called Will, and his girlfriend basically had just dumped him, and he was super sad. So we literally, like 5 minutes later, we ran into the studio, and we're like, let's write Will a song. So we filled her, and we wrote it for him, and he's so cute. Like, he just texted me this morning. He now lives in Spain, and he's running the marathon this weekend, isn't he? And he's just broken up with his other girlfriend.
Oh, no.
So he was like, I'm going to put Landslide on my marathon playlist that'll get me hyped. I was like, you're so cute. It's his, like, comforting song. It's really cute.
It's very comforting, too, for the K-Slug Nation. Our listeners happen to really, really like Landslide here on Rotation.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
And then finally, what's the inspiration, the character base behind your song Without You?
I guess that's just... Yeah, it's that kind of emotion that everyone goes through when we feel it, especially on tour, when we're touring around and missing our family and friends. Just certain people enhance your life, and when you don't have them around you, it can be a bit harder. So it's for bringing people a little bit closer, I guess.
When it came to creating Ultra Life, you managed to take some time out of touring to work on it in a couple of places. What made you choose New York as part of that process?
Oh, we fell in love with New York the first time we went a couple of years ago and played a show there. And it's kind of, I guess, a very similar city to London, but it's so much smaller, denser and heavily populated, obviously, with the most amazing people who are, they're just really vocal and gregarious. And yeah, they're amazing people in New York. So yeah, we wanted to kind of take ourselves out of our comfort zone and put ourselves somewhere that was familiar, i.e. like a big city, but somewhere totally new. So we just holed up in an apartment somewhere.
Yeah, it was nice being strangers in a big city for once, because London, we lived there for a while. So yeah, it was really interesting. And I think our writing definitely reflected that lonely element that we... Again on that.
Talking about your music process, how has it been for you transposing your music from this studio setting to the live touring setting?
Oh, it's been a joy, actually. actually, because we've enlisted the help of a bassist and a drummer. So Anthony plays guitar, I play piano. So there's the four of us kind of playing instruments live on stage. Obviously, live shows are like full of energy because you've got thousands of people in a room sweating simultaneously with you. And it's just an amazing opportunity to infuse like loads of musicality into the songs, loads of energy, jump around and make them kind of even more hyper exciting versions of themselves.
So. Yeah, we definitely didn't want to just get on stage and play the record as it was. That's no fun for anyone. When you go to a show, you want to experience something new. Otherwise, you may as well just be listening to the record at home.
Definitely.
If fans check out your YouTube page, they're going to find a few videos for your tour diary, and everything in these videos looks like an adventure. Just looks like so much fun. Which entry would you say is your most favorite or, you know, most memorable?
Oh, man, there's so many.
Yeah. America is definitely our favorite place to tour.
Oh, cool.
Like, yeah, there you go.
My most memorable video is before a show in Toronto, wasn't it? At the Danforth Music Hall. And the support band we had, for some reason, were playing a cover of Cher's Do You Believe?
Oh.
And then, Do You Believe?
Yeah, I think I know what it is.
No, please keep going.
Yes!
Please keep going.
More. There's just this amazing bit that somehow because I film it all on my phone. It's just me filming it on my iPhone. And for some reason, the boys were all dancing. And out of nowhere, our lighting guy, Ben, just started taking his shirt off and then took Anthony's shirt off. And then there was this weird naked men dancing to Cher's Do You Believe in the dressing room.
Yeah.
It was quite amazing.
You take the bar of fun, and you just like take it to an extreme that has never been.
Coconut parties, machete parties, chair parties.
Yeah. But we are actually the most rock'n'roll band.
So you two have a musical chemistry that a lot of people can immediately feel. Some people have even asked you, when are you guys going to start dating?
Oh, yeah.
Just how well do you know each other? Like, do you know each other's birthday?
January 26th is yours.
April the 5th.
Yeah.
I should have said the wrong one. That would be
favorite color?
Oh, no.
Right? Right? It's not easy. Nikki tested me on this earlier, and I'm like, ah.
Why is that?
Yours is blue.
No, mine's changed recently.
Is it black?
No.
Is it grey?
No. You're just naming every colour.
See, it's not easy.
Orange.
Yeah.
Orange. You've just bought an orange bag, so that'll be...
Okay.
Yeah, alright. What's mine then?
I feel like yours is...
really obvious. If you don't get this, you don't know me at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pick a colour, any colour.
What have we done?
Yeah, if we don't play tonight's show in Sacramento, this is why.
Come on, dude. Any color?
Oh, God, pressure.
Yeah, come on.
Yellow.
Blue. First color. No, dude, it's green.
Should we keep asking these questions? Or, like, are we going to break up the band? Like, I don't want to be those people. I really don't. Should we keep asking? I don't know.
Yeah, let's hear another one.
Okay.
You got it.
Okay, what about favorite food?
Oh, mine's easy, but what's yours?
Yours is... You always say mine's easy. What's yours?
Go on, guess. It's so obvious.
But there's so many meals in the day, though.
Oh, my God.
Is it acai bowl?
No, dude.
What?
That's not my favourite food. What would I eat, like, of my last meal? Come on. Oh, you're rubbish.
Sushi.
Yeah! Yours would just be, like, the biggest plate of any food. Like, steak.
That's not an answer. What's your favourite food? The biggest plate of your favourite food.
No word of a lie. Anthony and I went out for breakfast in Sacramento earlier, and he went up to the waiter, like, the guy at the till, and he was like, what's the biggest meal on the menu? And the guy was like, it's a breakfast burrito. Anthony was like, great, I'll have that on extra toast. You'd like a good
thing. Anything with a large quantity.
Yeah.
Welcome to America.
I don't have to worry over here.
I think the last one we'll do from this one. What is an item that either one of you can't live without?
Yours would be a bag of coffee.
Mine sat right in front of me.
Yeah. I got that right?
Food? Yours would be a yoga mat.
Nah. Yeah, I'll go with it. And I couldn't live without. I could probably live without a yoga
mat. Well, I could say, like, shoes, but that counts for most people. Okay, so it seems a saucepan.
Well, hopefully that these two will still be okay for tonight's second performance in Sacramento. I'm getting the feeling that everything will work itself out, but... Are you guys looking once again to play another show at the Ace of Spades tonight?
Yeah.
We're very excited. This place is great. We love it.
Yeah, really cool.
Where can listeners connect to you and your music? Where's the best place for them to get all the updates about you?
All our music is on Spotify and Apple Music.
Yeah.
We are avid users of Instagram.
Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all of those usual places. We're still getting to grips with Snapchat. Sorry, guys.
Okay.
And our website, which is owondermusic.com, right? All our dates are on there. So, yeah.
Well, you two have been a pleasure. You were just listening to Anthony and Josephine of the indie pop duo O Wonder, which will no longer be touring after today. No, you guys are going to be touring throughout the United States. And of course, June 19th is a big date for you two.
June 19th.
Yeah, we're so excited to release our second record. We can't wait.
It's called Ultralife. Yesterday, Sabina, we played this as a wild card pick.
Yesterday, Ultralife was the wild card pick of the day.
Go check out at Facebook and Twitter. It is Ultralife by O Wonder, these guys that you just heard. Search KSLGFM and you will find us. Tonight, they play show number 2 of Ace of Spades in Sacramento. And Josephine and Anthony, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy tour life to talk to
us. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
You guys should come up here to Humboldt County just whenever, no matter, and write a song about redwood trees.
Yes.
It's very like nice and quiet and naturey up here.
You
definitely get away from the city life up here.
Oh, amazing. Third album vibes. We'll see you then.
Yes.
Thank you so much for playing our music. It's amazing that you're supporting us. We're super grateful. Thank you. Okay, take care. Catch you later.
Bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.